40 years long was I grieved with that generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, and to whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, what a fine little volunteer group we have today to celebrate this great feast day in the Universal Church. You know it's a holy day of obligation, Saints Peter and Paul. And thank you for coming particularly to celebrate this anniversary day with me. I salute Father Chikad, and it's nice to hear him again at the console. This is his 39th anniversary of ordination, and we remember in our prayers today Bishop Sanborn, his 41st, and also the new priest he is ordaining this morning, Father Philip Eldrocker. And then I thank our volunteer servers, as I say, for coming as well, and the volunteer choir, the volunteer faithful. Everyone's a volunteer, and it's good to be it that way, isn't it? That is to say, to do it out of the fullness and the joy of our heart. Well, I woke up very early this morning, about, it was a Sunday time almost, 4:30, and I was wondering to myself, why do we keep 50th anniversaries, but not 40th? Isn't 40 the number? And then I got thinking about these words of the 94th Psalm. The church says them in her matins every day. It's the very first psalm that's said in the divine office. Quadriginta annis proximus fui generationi uic et dixi. 40 years I was near to this people. And I said, and I thought to myself, that's a good warning to me and to any priest who keeps a 40th. And at the same time, it makes, I think, a very good meditation on what's been going on in this generation and more since my ordination day 40 years ago in a field, sort of a prairie, on a hillside in Switzerland with the beautiful Alps in the background. 40, we keep 40, and 40 is our number because that's the number of time passing here on earth, isn't it? So we have 40 days of Lent, and 40 days it rained, and the 40 days fast of our Lord and of Elias, and the 40 days fast of the prophet. And it's always a time of tears and struggle and of affliction. Even the 40 days of Easter, joyful as they were, nevertheless, the evangelist says, some of the apostles at the end on the 40th still doubting. So the reason we keep the 50th, if you can make it that long, is because that's perfection, that's Pentecost. That's the total, the beautiful, and the complete perfection. But 40s are important because 40s, in a sense, sum up our life. And these words of King David in the Invitatory, as we call it, describe perfectly our life, don't they, and our situation today. Such darkness. And yet at the same time, the psalm starts with Venite exultemus, come let us sing unto the Lord and make a joyful noise to the God of our salvation that has come before his presence with thanksgiving. Because while there's a lot of darkness, nevertheless, there is a lot of light. But still, when we hear the gospel, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, we think to ourselves, were it not for the faith to which we cling with all our hearts and souls, we would almost think that the gates of hell had prevailed against the church in these days and from a human point of view. 40 years, the life of a priest over 40 years in a human way is not something. Nevertheless, God in his goodness gives over this generation certainly some fruit and some blessing, and the ordination of a priest today in Florida, I think, is a good proof of that, as are all the sacraments and all of the teaching and all of the instruction and all of the thousands and thousands of masses that have been offered. The priest really is, in the viewpoint of the faith, and this we must never forget, everything. The Curia of ours says, if we didn't have the sacrament of orders, we wouldn't have all happiness and all graces. We wouldn't have our Lord. Who placed our Lord there in that tabernacle? It was the priest. Who was it that received your soul on its entrance into life? It was the priest. Who nourishes it and gives it strength to make its pilgrimage? The priest. Who will prepare it to appear before God? By washing that soul for the last time in the blood of Jesus Christ. The priest, always the priest. And if that soul comes to the point of death, who will raise it up and restore it to calmness and peace? Again, it is the priest. You cannot recall one single blessing from God without finding, side by side with this recollection, the image of the priest. So today ought to be for us a day of gratitude and a day of wonder, to contemplate the ordination of a priest, to contemplate still today in our midst, wandering around 40 years like the Israelites of old in this desert, that there should still be priests. And I'm thinking too today that it's natural, because the priest being so important, as the Curia of Ars points out, it's natural that the priest should always be a point of interest and of sometimes speculation, not entirely benevolent necessarily. That's a part of life too. But nevertheless, we remember the great apostles whom we honor today. What differences between the two of them? Peter couldn't have been more different from Paul, from his background and his training and his personality, as well as his approach to the preaching and the spreading of the Holy Catholic faith. And yet they were both of them princes of apostles and chosen by our Lord. What a consolation that should be for us to cling to today as well. But I think most of all, we ought to pass a day like this, I should, in wonder and in gratitude. How great is the priest, says the Curia of Ars. The priesthood is the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So when you see a priest, you should think of our Lord. If we had the faith, we would see God always hidden in the priest, which is why he says, jamais parler mal du prêtre. Never speak badly about a priest, even the baddest of the bad. Try not to do it, because it serves no purpose. And that little time you spend and those little words you say could do an eternity of good if they got turned into a prayer. Without the priest, the passion and death of our Lord would be of no avail, says the patron saint of parish priests. It's the priest who continues the work of redemption here on earth. The priest holds the key to the treasures of heaven. He it is who opens the door. Leave a parish, and this strikes me especially, leave a parish for 20 years without a priest, and they will end by worshiping the beasts there. The priest is not a priest for himself, however. He is a priest for you. Well, we've seen what's happened over these 40 years. It's worse than the worship of beasts. And yet at the same time, God in his goodness gives us the grace not just to hang on and to cling, but to grow and to prosper, to give God glory, and to continue the work of the saving of souls. Thank you, because of your prayers, cooperation, and volunteer efforts, for being part of that wonderful work of Jesus Christ, the eternal High Priest, the continuation of the very work of the apostles, Peter and Paul. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.